They're out there sharing data about how masks and vaccines protect people from COVID and about the looming shortage in hospital beds. Colonel Robert Ader leads the state's vaccine distribution program.
What started out as being a logistics and distribution kind of an exercise has turned out to be psychology.
Ader says demand for the vaccines has actually gone up over 60% in the past 3 weeks. He says the governor's town hall meetings are encouraging people and the Delta variant is scaring them, but he worries that it may not be enough.
89% of the new virus cases are sequenced to the Delta variant. And so we have to get out there. And my biggest concern is we're going to be a month too late. And we're going to have a lot of people suffer because of it.
So here's your vaccination card. You're getting Pfizer today.
Back in Dumas at the Dumas Family Pharmacy, owner Cheryl Stimson is giving out shots.
You'll come back August 17th for your second vaccine.
All right. They said the second shot will get you a little ill.
It may or may not. I've had it both ways.
I trust you. You're my pharmacist.
Michael Haynes says he's been feeling fine, but he's not taking any chances.
Oh, man, it's getting pretty rough around here now, so I just came in just to get a vaccine.
Is your life going to change after you get a vaccine at all?
Yeah, once you get fully vaccinated, you get a $20 scratch-off, ain't it? So next month I'm going to get my scratch-off.
Haynes wants a chance at winning the lottery,